part two. So never did I think at age 36 I would be living with my family at home. But after a divorce and a job loss and a remote job, moving back here and moving into the house seemed like the right thing to do. Now, I mean, I used to own a house, so it's not like I haven't experienced that, but I will say, in terms of like my mental health and happiness, being able to say I was married, owning a home, and I don't know, independent, didn't make me any happier than being here and living at home with my family. And honestly, I get more quality time, and seeing how death comes and takes people when it's too soon, I'm appreciating it. On a lighter note, I never thought I'd be a cat lady, and here I am with a cat, but that's how things ended up. Also did not realize, at least going into my 30s, how prevalent cancer would be and among people in my age group. And I really just learned the importance of prioritizing your health, especially preventative health care, whether it's through your lifestyle, food, diet, and just getting annual or biannual, whatever, twice a year blood work. Try and take care of yourself. Don't take your health for granted. And then something I've learned is when my marriage was ending and I was living in Charleston, I kind of felt like I was, at least hindsight, not in alignment with who I was as a person or like what I'm meant to do and who I am in this world. And that can lead to some bad decisions. So it's always important to follow your intuition. If you're feeling out of alignment, try and go home and get to your roots to get back on track, and never trust a guy over a girl. So yeah, let's see what 36 brings. Hopefully at least a job.